Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Chamsky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Stahel. Batting second. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel strikes out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Chamsky for the double play. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marshall. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Marshall steals second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stahel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. LaBoy settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on LaBoy. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson is hit by the pitch. Seaver moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda pinch runs for Dave Marshall. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Swoboden now playing right field. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahel strikes out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. Staub moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Fairley moves to third. It's 2-0, Expos. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 1 in the game. LaBoy strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stahel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton strikes out. Two outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahel hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Shamsky reaches second base with a double. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ferry is walked intentionally. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver spins and fires to second, with Harrelson covering, and Staub is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foy is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 2 in the game. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 2 in the game. Morton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine misplays the ball. That's an error on Wine. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Agee steals second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Agee moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahel takes first base on ball 4. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stahel. The throw from Grote and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Staub reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley is walked intentionally. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stahel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.